Welcome to today's episode. We're starting with a fascinating story about how a Silicon Valley newcomer, Sands Capital, managed to avoid the meltdown in startup valuations. Let's dive right in.
Sands Capital, known for its public stock investments, strategically paused new startup investments in August 2021, just before the Federal Reserve's interest rate hikes. This decision helped them avoid the valuation crash that hit many investment funds.
I can't help but wonder, what prompted Sands Capital to make such a prescient move? Was it pure intuition or something more?
It was a calculated decision. Sands Capital's managers noticed that founders were seeking excessively high valuations, prompting a pause until March 2023. This strategy resulted in an 8% net internal rate of return from their $781 million fund raised in 2021, outperforming peers.
That's impressive foresight. Now let's transition to Apple's upcoming WWDC 25, where the tech giant faces some challenges.
At WWDC 25, Apple is under pressure to address AI shortfalls and legal issues. Last year's AI platform promises haven't fully materialized, and developers are eager for Apple to deliver on its ambitious vision.
Given these challenges, what should Apple prioritize to regain developer trust at this year's conference?
Apple needs to showcase tangible AI advancements and consistent tool rollouts. Last year's staggered AI feature releases led to disappointment, so a clear roadmap and improved developer tools are crucial.
Absolutely. Speaking of WWDC, let's discuss how listeners can tune in to this year's keynote.
Apple's WWDC 2025 keynote is set for Monday at 10 a.m. PT. You can watch it on Apple's event page or YouTube channel. Expect updates across iOS, macOS, and more, including a cohesive design overhaul.
It's always exciting to see what's next from Apple. Now, a more somber note as we remember Bill Atkinson, a pioneering Apple engineer.
Bill Atkinson, a key figure in Apple's early days, has passed away at 74. He contributed to the Macintosh, QuickDraw, and HyperCard, leaving a lasting legacy in tech innovation.
His work truly shaped the tech landscape. Transitioning to space, let's talk about Axiom Space's upcoming ISS mission.
Axiom Space is launching its fourth ISS mission on June 10th. This mission marks a break-even point, with astronauts from India, Poland, and Hungary participating, highlighting international collaboration.
Axiom's progress is remarkable. Now let's explore the rumored changes in iOS 19 ahead of its reveal.
iOS 19 could see a name change to iOS 26, aligning with model year designations. Rumors suggest a major design overhaul inspired by Vision Pro, along with a dedicated gaming app and virtual health coach.
Exciting times for iOS users. Next, let's discuss Meta's potential investment in Scale AI.
Meta is reportedly considering a $10 billion investment in Scale AI, a company known for its data labeling services. This move could significantly enhance Meta's AI capabilities.
That's a hefty investment. Now, a cautionary tale about AI misuse at the Department of Veterans Affairs.
The Department of Government Efficiency's AI tool incorrectly labeled VA contracts, leading to significant errors. The tool misjudged contract values, highlighting the risks of deploying untested AI solutions.
AI's potential is vast, but so are the pitfalls. Lastly, let's discuss Texas data centers' shift to private gas power plants.
In Texas, data centers are opting for private gas power plants over grid reliance. A planned 1,200 megawatts plant will power a new AI supercomputer complex, underscoring the growing trend towards energy independence.
Energy independence is a hot topic. Thanks for tuning in to today's episode, and stay tuned for more tech insights next time.